In our last video, we discussed 7 traits every entrepreneur needs. So if you haven't watched that yet, you can click the link in the description or click on a YouTube card if you're on mobile. It's no secret that entrepreneurs love to read. Whether it's Tai Lopez reading a book a day or it's Warren Buffett reading between 600 to 1,000 pages per day. It seems like all the successful entrepreneurs can't keep their nose out of a book. There are tons of entrepreneurship books available, but these 7 books are absolute must-reads for the entrepreneur. And number one, we have The Science of Getting Rich. This book is over 100 years old and is just as relevant now as it was back then. If you're looking for a paint-by-numbers system to creating wealth, then you needn't look any further than this book. Rhonda Byrne, the main creator and producer of The Secret, was originally inspired by The Science of Getting Rich. This book is divided into 17 short, easy-to-digest chapters, and at less than 100 pages, it can easily be read and reread in less than an hour. Number 2. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Rich Dad, Poor Dad gives us a glimpse into the life of the author Robert Kiyosaki and his 2 dads. Rich Dad, Poor Dad teaches us that the major difference between rich and poor people isn't their material wealth, but their mindset. Robert's rich dad saw the world very differently than his poor dad, which allowed him to recognize and seize opportunities. At one point during the story, Robert takes a minute to reflect on the differences between his rich dad and poor dad. Although he loved his real dad very much, he decided to follow in the footsteps of his rich dad instead. After that, the rest is history. Number 3. As a Man Thinketh. As a Man Thinketh explains in plain English that man is nothing more than a product of his thoughts. In other words, you become what you think about most of the time. Do you play the victim game? In order to be a victim, you must have thoughts to support that identity, and you can change those thoughts at any time. Number 4. Meditations. This book is traditionally classified as a philosophical work, but its practicality allows it to be applied to both business and life. It's unlike any other book that's ever been published, largely due to the fact that it was never intended for publication. Instead, the book is filled with long and short passages written in the second person by the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius, aka the Last Good Emperor, a prominent figure in ancient Rome as well as Stoic philosophy. Various world leaders, writers, and authors cite the Meditations as a highly influential work due to its clarity and plainness in style. Number 5. The 10x Rule. At its core, the author Grant Cardone stresses the importance of expanding yourself past your normal limits, in other words, going 10x. But it doesn't stop there. In order to 10x your goals, you need to 10x your work ethic, you need to 10x your vision, you need to 10x your resilience, and so on and so forth. In other words, you have to push yourself past your comfort zone to get to the next level. Number 6. How to Win Friends and Influence People. In order to be successful as an entrepreneur, you need to be good with people. But how does one go about doing that? The principles laid throughout this book are easy to understand and can be easily applied to a variety of situations. My favorite ones include smiling more often, talking in terms of the other person's interests, and giving honest, sincere appreciation. Number 7. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. In his own words, the author Stephen Covey writes, "The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People embody many of the fundamental principles of human effectiveness. They are basic, they are primary. They represent the internalization of correct principles upon which enduring happiness and success are based." The 7 habits are divided into 3 distinct sections. The first 3 habits deal with moving from dependence to independence. Habits 4 through 6 deal with interdependence. And the final habit, Sharpen the Saw, talks about the need for constant improvement. And that's all I have for you today, folks. Hope you got a ton of value, and I strongly encourage you to grab all of these books and start reading one of them and work your way through the list. If you haven't already, make sure you hit the subscribe button down below and tap the bell icon so you'll be notified when the next video in this series drops. Coming up, we're going to be going over the 5 skills you need to develop as an entrepreneur, so stay tuned for that. This is Jacob Laguerre signing off. Thanks for stopping by, and I'll see you on the next video. Peace.